Communications is the glue that holds society together. Apple Computer, 1984 ad campaign. Today's episode, and then we rolled out our greatest weapon, communication. Epostle.net becomes real. The youth ministries gave me an opportunity to explore and exploit the latest trends in technology, namely the blossoming self-broadcasting trends and podcasting. Enter Susie Shatarevian, a young lady with a passion for the ministry, computing, and the remarkable innate talent to actually bring it all together. The church has always pioneered the use of technology. Think of the printing press, a means of sharing information on a mass scale, and the printing of the Bible. In the Armenian world, the first prayer book to be printed was called Urpat, or Friday, and rolled off the press to bring God's presence in written form to the masses. Earlier in art, from early tapestries to the use of special dyes in miniatures, to icons, to frescoes, the church has always used the tools that have been at the cutting edge of technology. By the time we landed at the Youth Ministry Center in Glendale, we were already heavily using technology to promote our Armenian Christian faith. We were a regular feature on the Glendale TV show produced by Vache Mangasarian, Armenian National Network. We originally came on as a guest, and soon it was obvious that we needed our own platform. Vache provided the technical side, and I provided the content. We produced weekly shows promoting the Armenian Church via the St. Gregory Church in Pasadena. Talin Kazanjian produced these shows. Tamar Papirian, Khachadurian, was the commentator while I gave the spiritual message. Each show was presented in Armenian and English, which was a novelty in the Glendale market, and arguably still is. From there, we were approached by Japonica Partners in New Jersey. They asked us to produce and broadcast the Divine Liturgy on the Internet. The first official Epostle broadcast took place on Easter Sunday, April 23rd, 2000, with the same team of Talin and Tamar. By today's standards, our systems were primitive. We extended cables and couplers to modems and phone lines and simulcast the traditional Armenian Divine Liturgy with overdub English explanation. But it worked. I will never forget the note I received the day after Easter. Thank you for the Easter broadcast. This was the first year that my father was going to miss Easter service because of his failing health. This morning, he wore his suit, cleaned up, shaved, and sat in front of my computer and listened to the entire service from end to end. He received the blessing, Christ is risen. The power afforded us by computer technology was a game changer. It moved us forward exponentially. Susie came on board and offered her computer know-how and skill as a volunteer at the center. She maintained a full-time job at Loyola Law School and still managed to offer 30 to 40 hours a week to the ministry. It was the kind of dedication that was needed to become the foundation for Epostle.net. She put together the church's website and the early social media pages, such as MySpace, My Church, et al. We began recording sermons in audio and visual formats and distributed them in hard format on CDs and DVDs. A parishioner donated a DVD-CD duplicator machine. You could duplicate six at a time. During the week, volunteers duplicated sermons and educational programs from the Youth Ministry Center. Those CDs were then packaged and distributed Sunday morning on college campuses, local businesses, and by mail. By 2008, we were ready to make the plunge into podcasting. Susie took the edge off of the hardness and set up the entire production of what we named The Next Step with Father Voskin. It launched on June 18th, 2008. We added the .net to our Epostle brand and we moved from CDs to podcasting. Steve Jobs had introduced the iPhone only a year earlier, and podcasting was in its infancy. In November 2008, the Thanksgiving edition of The Next Step was featured on the cover page of Apple's music program, iTunes, spiking our listener base by several thousand. Now, some may call this luck. I call it a blessing. That is, luck without the element of chance. Through the years, we stirred the pot with special features such as Ani's Bubbles, a light-hearted series of bright blessings produced by Ani Bir Simonov. We pushed the limits in many ways by consistently exploring the edges of technology. At the time, there were podcasting conventions, which we attended to learn and to share. Once Susie, my sister Anush, and I rented a blue convertible Mustang and drove out to Las Vegas for the day of meeting with podcasters in the burgeoning hobby on its way to industry. Susie was, and continues to be, on the production end of epostle.net. In the Our Father prayer, Jesus instructs us to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." To pray that prayer means that first we accept the responsibility of being the agent by which God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Often when we discuss the ministry and church, we forget that it all comes together because of very special people who accept that challenge. Some say we were lucky, others say that we had good fortune. I say we were blessed. Luck without the element of chance. To have the quality and caliber of volunteers who made up the ministry and the miracle that it was. From this simple but sacred church on a corner across a cluster of schools in Glendale, the Christian gospel of light over darkness, life over death, love over hatred was preached and witnessed. The miracles were many and unforgettable by everyone who attended and called this church home. Sunday mornings, we celebrated the Balarak, the divine liturgy of the Armenian Church. And that celebration continued throughout the week as we celebrated life and as we walked in the shoes of others.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.